In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Saints are said to be a people who persevere, people who, when faced with trials, continue to believe in God. The late Mother Angelica quipped, "You might say, I'm not saintly, I'm not good with people, or I'd be a saint, but I'm the only one in my parish who does X, Y, or Z, or in my family who believes in A, B, or C." Angelica says, "However, it's not hard to be a saint. You need to persevere." For example, how do you know, she said, that God doesn't want you to be the only one at home who believes in X, Y, Z, or at the church believing in A, B, C? You may be the only one thinking clearly, she said. It's not hard to be a saint. You need to persevere. We also might look at documents from the church, especially one from October of 2024 from the Holy Father, reflecting on the Sacred Heart. He wrote, "Only love will save humanity," Pope Francis wrote. Well, he's right. It won't be projects or policies or politics. Ultimately, it's going to be love. We know that's true. He wrote many other profound things about the Sacred Heart, really mirroring Pius XII from 75 years before in his Francis's document just in October of last year. He's also paraphrasing St. Paul, who says, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." Citing Mother Angelica again, and St. Paul, sometimes St. Paul said he was pressed on all sides. We can imagine being pressed hard on many sides. But the saint is the one who finds him or herself pressed on all sides, it seems. And this could be you or I. This is a saint. We read St. Paul, we realize that he says he's pressed on all sides, but he's not cornered. Mother Angelica suggests this is the characteristic of the saint. He still has a way. The unbeliever does not refer to the power of God, does not include the possibility of sanctity and of the mysterious graces of God and the power of God to find a way out of what seems like a worldly dead end. But not so the believer who aspires to be a saint, as we should all do, may be pressed hard, but still maintains, there's another angle, a side, a reference to God's love, and therefore the person aspiring for saintliness always has a way out. It's not of this world. Pope Francis explains some things about the Sacred Heart. First, about the heart in general. It's often been used to express the love of Christ. Yet living in an age that we do, as the Holy Father was saying, an age of superficiality, rushing frenetically from one thing to another without really knowing why, and ending up as insatiable consumers, slaves to the mechanisms of the markets, unconcerned about the deep meaning of our lives. All of us needs to rediscover the importance of the heart. Saints have always said this. Holy Father's document, something like 200 plus paragraphs, beautifully written on the Sacred Heart, recognizes the profound history of the Greeks referring to the heart, denoting inmost parts of the human beings and animals and plants, or for Homer, indicating that It's not only the center of the body, but also the human soul and the spirit. I'm talking about the heart. Heart appears as the locus of desire and the place where important decisions take shape. In this, philosophers like Plato, the heart serves, as it were, to unite the rational and the instinctive aspects of the person. Since the impulses of both the higher faculties and the passions were thought to pass through the veins and converge in the heart, how fascinating to reflect about just the heart in itself, let alone the Sacred Heart. The human person can be hard to figure out. Indeed, we may recognize people in our times might find ourselves confused and torn apart, almost bereft of an inner principle that should be there, that can create unity and harmony in their lives, our actions. What's more, the right development of an interiority, a reality for each person, can be concealed behind what the Vatican document was calling a great deal of quote-unquote foliage, which makes it difficult for us not only to understand ourselves, but even more to know other people. As Jeremiah says in chapter 17, the heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? So we see the way the heart needs to be understood as best we can through the wisdom of Scripture and the Church. Holy Father says we need to return to the heart. And thankfully, the heart helps us. As the document says, only love can save humanity. The heart unites fragments. It's like a fire. It can renew, quote, starting a new process of setting our lives in order. How interesting, reflections on the heart. Love of the heart, especially inspired by the Sacred Heart, goes even further, however. St. Bonaventure tells us that in the end, we should pray not only for light, but for raging fire. He teaches that faith is in the intellect in such a way as to provoke affection. In this sense, for example, the knowledge that Christ died for us does not remain knowledge, but necessarily becomes affection, love, that raging fire that he was speaking about, St. Bonaventure. The documents would quote the brilliant characters like St. Bonaventure on purpose to draw more meaning about the Sacred Heart. There are changes that we needed to problems that plague the world, but they would begin with the heart. And the right actions that would change the problems that plague the world would be based on Christ's words. And the actions that would follow suit, the strategies that originate from the Sacred Heart, these would necessarily include the devotion of to the Sacred Heart and its spreading. It includes a renovation of our interior lives according to the ways of the Sacred Heart. In this way, we are extending the love of the heart of Christ. We may feel pressed on many sides, but with the faith of the saints, we recognize that God is with us. As Mother Angelica said, as St. Paul said, we may be down and out. We may be down, but we're not actually out. Because we are pressed, but we are not trapped. We are not cornered. We include God in our calculus. As the papal document said, October 2024, that I've been citing a lot from, in a world that has become heartless, only the love of God will save humanity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.